So welcome to another Your County with North Yorkshire County Council. And I am joined in the studio today by Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Now, we're going to be talking about a variety of different topics over the next hour. Later on, we're going to talk about Knaresborough Bond End. We're going to talk about the new highways permit scheme and also what is coming up in 2018. But first of all, there was a meeting this week on the 7th of December about congestion in the Harrogate and Knaresborough area. Now, most people who drive around the area will already know the problem, but just remind us why this meeting was needed and where the cause of that problem is.
Yes, this meeting took place at the Cairn Hotel, and the area committee, as a consultee only, was asked to make comments on a report that had been brought forward outlining measures that the County Council wishes to take to overcome the problems of congestion in the Harrogate and Knaresborough areas. I think it's commonly agreed by most people, both residents and businesses, that the towns do suffer from congestion. We do see increasing lengths of vehicles queuing up on Wetherby Road, Leeds Road, Ripon Road and the like. Our junctions are under severe pressure. And indeed, as the house building goes on, that problem is likely to grow. And that is why this report came forward to the area committee, setting out the issues relating to traffic and congestion in Harrogate and Knaresborough, and came forward with a preferred package, two packages, that were designed to begin to tackle the congestion problem. One package, known as Package B, was a mixture of various sustainable transport and behavioural change measures that improve sustainable transport in the area, that is walking, cycling, cycle routes, but also at the same time improve public transport, bus lanes, talking about cycle lanes and that type of thing. So a series of measures that involved less new roadwork and much more behavioural change and improvements relating to sustainable transport. The other preferred package was package E, and that was a mixture of those sustainable transport measures, but also, and this is the key, a relief road. In other words, an additional piece of highways infrastructure. We haven't had very much infrastructure at all new in the district, especially not in Harrogate and Knaresborough, for decades now. So it was putting forward, in addition to the sustainable transport measures, the idea that we construct a relief road. And the routings of that relief road, and this was the controversial bit, the routings would be a choice of either northern or southern inner relief road, and that is a road running between Harrogate and Knaresborough. Now, clearly, the difficulties there were that we already have an established cycle path there, the Nidderdale Greenway, and there is also the Nid Gorge, which is a steep-sided, narrow route of a river that people value very highly indeed. And it were these factors that caused members of the committee yesterday to reject that package. They didn't want to take Package E further. And the recommendation that came from the area committee was to simply work up Package B, in other words, go into greater detail with that, and then come back at a future date and agree that new package, and then seek to work that up towards a bid for funding from government.
So is there a date then when there'll finally be a plan in place and that's going to go ahead, or is that a really big question?
We will be meeting on Friday the 15th of December to take a decision on the way forward. And that is a meeting between the corporate director at County Hall along with two executive members in the Business and Environmental Services Directorate, one of whom is myself, the other is Councillor Andrew Lee.
If there is somebody who is likely to be affected by this, maybe they live near one of the possible routes, or maybe they just sit in traffic every day, is there somewhere that they can go to sort of have a read of all this information and possibly have a bit of a say?
Well, the consultation that we are considering to launch, and that would be later this month and would be over a 12-week period, also includes public exhibitions, three in Harrogate, two in Knaresborough and one in Killinghall, because actually a relief road would also bring with it a long-awaited bypass for Killinghall. But there will be plenty of opportunities during that 12-week period for everybody, and not just those directly related to or adjacent to the proposed powers of the relief road, to get in touch with us. A public consultation is just that, an exercise to enable everybody who wishes to get in touch and make their views known to do so.
Fantastic. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much. And we'll be back very shortly talking about Bond End, the Highways Permit Scheme and also Kexgill. Thank you very much.